What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire here with your news for this January 7th. Happy hump day to you. One of the things getting me through, all of you, look at this incredible wall of friends. The artwork, the messages, the notes. You are truly the goats. You are what make this the best 10 minutes in news. Thank you so much. It is also Your Word Wednesday. One of you helped us write today's show with a vocabulary word you submitted on the social, so let's see if you're the one that's expanding our vocab today. Speaking of today, on this day in history, January 7th, 1927, in Hinckley, Illinois, the Harlem Globetrotters basketball team played their first game. The Globetrotters were the creation of a basketball coach in Chicago by the name of Abe Saperstein. At the time, only white men were allowed to play on pro basketball teams, but Saperstein wanted to change that. He created his team, then proudly promoted its racial makeup, naming them after Harlem, the famous African-American neighborhood in New York City. The son of a tailor, Saperstein actually sewed their red, white, and blue uniforms himself. The Globetrotters trained, played, and entertained, and they'd go on to stun the world, beating the world champion Minneapolis Lakers of the NBA twice in 1948 and 1949. 2 years later, the NBA lifted its whites-only ban and began to draft black players.
Madison Square Garden and basketball is blended with comedy as the Harlem Globetrotters, complete with striped pants, take the field against the New York Celtics.
Globetrotter Nathaniel Sweetwater Clifton became the first African-American player to sign an NBA contract when he joined the famed New York Knicks in 1950. Also, did you know that Saperstein is also credited with introducing the three-point shot to professional basketball? It is, of course, now one of the most exciting aspects of today's game. Next up, news that makes us consider the importance of obeying laws, building safety codes, and more. Officials in Switzerland are investigating a fire on New Year's Eve that took the lives of dozens of people. The fire broke out as folks were celebrating the new year at around 1:30 in the morning at Le Constellation, a popular bar in one of the country's most exclusive ski resorts in Crans-Montana. At least 40 people were killed. 119 injured. The Swiss president has described it as one of the most tragic events in the country's history. Officials believe sparklers caused what's known as a flashover fire when they got too close to foam ceiling panels. Flash fires occur when hot gases rise to the ceiling and rapidly rising temperatures cause nearly everything in a room to ignite almost simultaneously. Witnesses say the blaze engulfed the bar in a matter of seconds, sending people rushing for the exits.
When I got back upstairs, I thought I was either going to die or I'd managed to get out. But the only way was through a window, but the windows were blocked. So I grabbed a table and tried to smash it against a window. I couldn't, and I thought, well, I'm going to die. But finally, I managed to kick the glass. It broke, and then we got out.
Police have opened a criminal investigation into the bar's managers, who are facing multiple charges. They're investigating whether a rear exit was locked that night after eyewitnesses described having to force it open to rescue patrons. Officials say the bar had not had a fire inspection since 2019. One of the co-owners says the bar had, quote, done everything according to the rules, unquote. Vigils for victims have appeared throughout the resort village, and mourners gathered at an outdoor church service to honor them. Officials say at least 15 of the victims were minors as young as 14, a troubling revelation that's raising questions over whether proper age checks were in place that night. All right, you have to listen to this. We have news out of Italy where a photographer stumbled upon thousands of footprints created by dinosaurs right near one of the venues for the upcoming Winter Olympics. Check them out. You are looking at the oldest and largest known collection of dinosaur footprints dating back about 210 million years ago. They were found by wildlife photographer Elio Della Ferrera in Italy's Stelvio National Park near the 2026 Winter Olympic venue of Bormio. Some of the prints were 15 inches across, showing claw marks even. An estimated 20,000 of these Triassic period tracks were found over a 3-mile span in what was a coastal area in prehistoric times. Experts say they are the first dinosaur tracks ever found there and were likely made by long-necked, bipedal, or two-legged herbivores that were up to 33 feet long, weighing up to 4 tons. That's about the same weight as 3 mid-sized cars. Pop quiz, hot shot. Roughly how many pounds of trash does one astronaut produce in 1 month while in space? 100, 275, 350, or 500 pounds? If you said 275 pounds, you're stellar. The trash includes things like food wrappers and packaging, fabrics and materials such as plastics and metals used in daily life and science experiments in space. Next, some out-of-this-world news that comes with a $3 million prize. NASA is planning its return to the moon with the Artemis program, and they want astronauts to stay there for long stretches of time. So, one big question that is looming, what are we going to do with all the trash they leave behind? There are no garbage trucks in space, no recycling plants. So NASA launched the Lunar Recycle Challenge, a $3 million competition asking scientists, engineers, and yes, students to come up with ways to turn waste into useful materials on the moon.
What does it take to keep a lunar base clean and green? As NASA prepares to establish a human presence on and around the moon, reduce, reuse, recycle will become a universal motto, not just an earthly one. Just like on our home planet, future astronauts living on the moon will need to process waste, things like packaging, fabrics, and structural elements.
In phase one, NASA selected 17 winning teams from the U.S. and around the world. Their ideas range from using microwaves to break down plastic trash to converting waste into feedstock and 3D printed tools. Now those teams and new competitors are moving into phase two, with designs being tested and refined ahead of a deadline later this month. NASA says the technology could make space exploration more sustainable and improve recycling back here on Earth. From interstellar trash on the moon to an accidental garbage toss here on Earth, a team of adroit hospital workers in Iowa went above and beyond to retrieve a patient's prized possessions this week. Here's our Jeremy Roth with the story.
A hospital maintenance department in Iowa became the ward of the rings temporarily after using medical x-ray equipment to locate a family's lost heirlooms in the trash. A patient contacted Grundy County Memorial Hospital saying they were fearful they had thrown away a pair of family heirloom rings in the hospital's garbage. The facility's maintenance department sprang into action and into the dumpsters in search of the lost trinkets. When they came up short, an idea to use a mobile x-ray unit came from the hospital's imaging team. The gizmo was wheeled out, and after scanning multiple bags, the rings were spotted, retrieved, and returned to the family. The hospital shared images and the story on Facebook, saying moments like these remind them that care goes beyond medicine.
The state of Arkansas has rolled out a new tool aimed at making traffic stops safer for people with autism and people with mental illness. It's called the Blue and Green Envelope Program, an idea designed to prevent confusion in moments that can quickly escalate and potentially turn stressful. The blue envelope is for people with autism. The green is for those with mental illness. The idea is the driver hands the envelope to an officer if they're pulled over, and that allows the officer to consider their approach and their interaction with that driver.
Right, we had individuals from all across the state kind of come and testify and talk about some of the experiences they had and how they thought this simple change would help them with their traffic stop with law enforcement.
Danny Graham's son has autism, and he says this feels like a layer of new protection for his child when he's on the road.
I just think the more education everybody involved has, the better off it'll be. But I think it's just a safety issue for all parties involved.
Just another example of how listening to people with differences and trying to have some compassion can make this world a bit of a better place. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, defying the odds by hanging 10 and embracing the waves of positivity. Matt Henry, a hubby and dad from California, has terminal brain cancer, but it hasn't stopped him. And last year, he set an ambitious goal.
Yeah, so set a goal for 365 waves, which it seemed like a big goal at the time.
He achieved his goal in October. And now that he and his family are celebrating another year of beating the odds, there's a new goal.
And I decided, you know what? If I move the goal one more time, I could get 365 waves three times. And I've outlived my prognosis three times. So how cool would that be?
His wife and six kids say his ability to live in the moment has helped the entire family face his diagnosis with optimism and positivity.
When you don't know how much time you're going to have left with your dad, it was just such a blessing to be able to hang out with him. And, like, I got to ride a lot of the waves with him.
One great quote from Mr. Henry, staying positive is a huge weapon against any adversity. Rise up. Thank you to Mr. Fiesel at Foley Middle School in Berea, Kentucky, for submitting our Your Word Wednesday winner. Adroit, an adjective meaning clever or skillful using the hands or mind. Thank you for boosting our vocab today. Our shout-outs today go to Miss Brown and friends at St. Mary's Catholic School in Sycamore, Illinois. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. And I will be staying warm this winter. Thank you very much, Miss Issa. Thanks to Mrs. Thompson and team at Lincoln Middle School in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Brianna, you have some serious skills, girl. Thank you so much. Go out, spread some smiles and warmth today. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.